just want to remind our speakers that they will have to hit *6 to unmute themselves.
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Beth.
Okay. Well,
Let me say this. I'm so excited to have our speaker today and to have to introduce her. A fairly new national still in her first couple of years of being at NSD, who considers our featured speaker. She's much admired, very, very much respected, and she considers her a personal mentor. So National Sales Director Beth Pylon is going to introduce our special guest today.
Thank you, Sandy. And every time I get to introduce this woman, I get butterflies and I get so excited in my palm sweat because I'm so excited to always be in her presence, whether it's over the phone or in person. But this independent elite executive national sales director emeritus, Ann Newberry from Texas, started her career in July of 1969. She became a director in 1971 and a national in 1976, very fast. She has earned the monthly Go Give Award in January of 74. She is a charter member and top 10 national sales director 14 times. She's been in the President's Circle, Inner Circle 18 times, the Millionaires Club, and these are old stats, but I believe, and it's around 16 or 17 million you've earned, isn't that right? Hello?
Ann,
you're going to have to unmute. Yeah, she has to hit *6. Yeah. And anyway, she has personally mentored 16 national sales directors to the position of national in her area, that were in her pure area, and I believe she holds the record for that. The thing that I want to tell you about Ann that I can tell you from association is that she unconditionally loves everyone in the Mary Kay world and is willing to help everyone that she'll never get a penny off of. I mean, just like, here she is, an emeritus and always willing to help and reach out. The thing that I would notice about her is she is quiet spoken but powerful, and she's humble. You know, I guess when you're a megastar like she is, you don't have to toot your own horn. And so that's the thing that I notice about her is that, she'll talk to a consultant, a director, like she's one of the girls and make you feel like you're one of her girls. And she has traveled the world, loves to travel, has opened international markets with Mary Kay Ash, been her right-hand girl, and there was a top director told me when we were in Dallas last, she said Ann Newberry was Mary Kay's girl. And the reason I believe that so is because she was so much like Mary Kay, wonderful heart, to the point, loved people unconditionally. And I just think that she's just Mary Kay's, everything that Mary Kay envisioned for a national sales director and a daughter, that's Ann Newberry. So I give to you the incomparable Ann Newberry.
Wow. I just had to shrink my head back a little bit. You just blew me up, Beth. Mercy.
I'll send you a bigger hat.
Well, I know, you always
but
do,
and
aren't you?
It's the truth.
Thank you very, very much. I'm complimented and warmly. You just made my day. That's all there is to it.
Oh,
thank you, Cindy, for inviting me to be on your call today, and want to welcome all the directors and DIQs that are sharing this time with us. And I never get tired of talking about Mary Kay Cosmetics and Mary Kay Ash. And I guess we're going to be celebrating her birthday tomorrow. I can remember many, many years of doing that. She would have been 97 if she had reached this birthday tomorrow. So, wow, to think that she's going to be coming up on 100, and we only had less than 50 years with her actively working. So the whole thing is a miracle. It's a miracle company developed in the 20th century by a lady who went down in history as being the number one business person of the 20th century, honored by Lifetime Channel back in the year 2000. So we're celebrating, we're saying happy birthday to her, and we're going to reinforce today what made Mary Kay start this company and what all she did to make it the living legacy for women that it is. Each of you on this call was brought into Mary Kay for a reason, a purpose, and a vision. And what we have to constantly reinforce for ourselves is what brought us in the first place and what keeps us here now. And most of all, what do we have to look forward to? When I first came into Mary Kay, it was simply to make some extra cash for by the week so that I could help offset the grocery bills and pay the bills that were outstanding that we just didn't have enough money to do. And, of course, those goals and purpose changed over time. I'm not going to get into all of mine. But that's where you have to kind of start each day. I'm a real believer in start each day with a new clean piece of paper, up earlier than your children and your husband, getting your goals paper, even momentarily thinking about the things that have possibly held you back from being where you want to be or having all that you want to have. I realize that we're coming up on the end of another seminar year, and this is the 11th of May, and some of you are really striving and working hard to achieve seminar goals for this year, whether it's, wow, we could be winning a trip to London. I don't know each of you in Cindy's area, but things like a trip to London, England, are there for the taking. It's there for each director who gets it in their mind, I'm going to make that happen. And if you're on target for that and can wrap it up, you're going to be really, really busy for the next 6 or 7 weeks. And for those of you who maybe came up a little short on that, you need to analyze what you could finish and accomplish for this seminar year. You work as though the finish line has not been reached and you're going to be in a winner's circle, one or more. You could be the Queen's Court of recruiting, sharing. You could be in the Queen's Court of sales if you've had enough production, possibly a unit circle. Maybe you're just rounding the corner and it's looking like the last lap is going to be the hardest. That's what achieving goals and winning is all about, is always analyzing your situation each and every morning at the crack of dawn. Where do I rank today? Where am I coming up short? How can I make up the difference? Planning will always make the difference. If I didn't learn anything else from Mary Kay Ash, it was how to plan my day, plan my year, plan my life, plan my finances, and certainly how to set goals and achieve them. We can't just wish for things to happen. We can't just wait for things to happen. We literally have to make things happen each and every day of our director life. What would you do if you were sitting up first thing tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock? Mary Kay always encouraged us to join her 5 o'clock club. She always said that women had to wear many, many hats: mother, wife, daughter, director, consultant, breadwinner, partner, wife, all of those things. And then there's not enough hours in the day for us, each of us, to do all that we're called to do in all those roles. So she always said, get up at 5 o'clock and be by yourself for those extra 2 hours and get everything done that you simply don't have time to do. All those seven early risings can give you a whole 8-day work week, which she always claims that women need, and we do. So I fought it for probably 2 years. I couldn't even imagine getting up in the middle of the dark. But once I learned to do it and made it happen, I was amazed at how much I got done. So you get up at that hour and you get a clean piece of paper every day, not the one from yesterday, and you don't have one for tomorrow because it hadn't come, but a clean piece of paper, and you write down, what do I have up today? What do I have up today, and what are my financial goals for the week and for the month? I always wrote my bills down just so I could keep a keen eye on what was needing to be paid and what was going to be forthcoming and always setting aside an extra 10 or 15% for savings. You have to start a savings program. Then you feel like you're grounded. You feel like your feet are solidly planted in an ambitious motive. So if you know what your bills are, then you can get busy and strategize the activity. After you write down the goals, I still want to be in the Queen's Court of Sharing. How many do I have? How many do I have? Maybe 13 at this point or 14. Are they all fully seminar qualified? Are they all active and working? We don't have any chance of somebody falling out. Analyze. Always get your answers and then strategize the rest of the activity. A good director not only will find herself planted in a goal of Cadillac, sales court, sharing court, unit circle, and stretching beyond just the job to go on and be the top winners. Some of you may be winning the trip to London, and I sincerely hope you are. It's probably one of the most beautiful, exciting cities on this planet. I was privileged to get to go help develop that market back in 1995, and they've done a terrific job, but I got to go around the country and do my iStory and meet people in their unique little situations and tell them about Mary Kay Ash and who she was and help them to understand that their partners on the other side of the ocean in America were bringing this to them out of just a goal and a dream that they could have all the things that we have in America. And for those that jumped on board, they're still working to this day, and they're doing a beautiful job of making the Mary Kay dream come true over there. So if any of you get to win that trip, I hope you get to meet some of those wonderful people that are in Mary Kay, UK. At any rate, strategize every single morning. Where do I rank in my goals? Where are my financial plans on paper? Am I on track for making the money that I need? And if not, what do I need to do to increase it? What do I need to do to change it? Every day that I was alive and working in Mary Kay, I always congratulated myself a little bit on what I had done. You have to celebrate your accomplishments no matter how small, because that gives you the motivation to think, if I had done more, how much farther along could I be? And in so doing, how much farther along could I be today if I just stop and think about what I have not been willing to do? The difference between those in the winner's circle and those that still want to be is that those in the winner's circle simply went above, over, and beyond to get what they wanted. And that was something that once I learned to do that, I felt like I began to feel like what an Olympian must feel like. It's like making things happen that seem so over the top and too big to even think about when you start, but you learn to chip away at each of the tasks that it takes to make things happen in this job. And what do those consist of? On the good side, you already know what they are: booking, coaching, selling, recruiting. On the negative side, it's the same old list: booking, coaching, selling, recruiting. And you think, oh, I already know how to do that, or, you know, I still do that. But we kind of say those words oftentimes with an attitude of mediocrity instead of realizing that the very first $100 class you ever had was because you booked and coached and sold until you got better at it, and all of a sudden you broke a $100 class, and you broke a $1,000 week, and you celebrated those feelings beyond reason, I'm sure. At least I know I did. And it's like, wow, if I could do that every class, if I could do that every week, then think how much money I would have. And then it propels you to not think of a successful class or week like it was an accident. It was not an accident. It was the strategizing, the coaching, the motivation of the hostesses to have more and do more to make the class successful. All those little things that we take for granted, you need to stop and think about again. If we started over every single morning thinking, okay, who am I going to call today and what is my purpose? I need 10 new classes. I would venture to say that everybody on this call needs to have 10 new skincare classes, beauty shows, parties. I don't care what you call them now. We've had to change names so many times. But whatever is comfortable for you is what you need to plan on paper, because that activity is what will bring the miracles. It's like digging for gold in your own backyard. When you're in someone else's house, meeting a group of people you've never met before, miracles will happen, and you can expect them. But when you're thinking, oh, well, I know I need to do that, and I'll get around to it, and when I have some time, I'd like to do 10, but right now I'm just so busy. You don't know what, most of us don't know what we're really busy at, but I'll guarantee you, if it's not money-making activity, then you're just spinning around in a cage like a gerbil. We need money-making activity to get a fresh set of results, and we do need to be results-oriented. It's fine to celebrate the efforts. I mean, we each put out effort every day, but there's a difference between those who make it in the winner's circle and those who just continue to put out effort that they think gets results. But if it's not a money-making effort, then I would simply say it's ineffective. It's insufficient. And we need to change the focus on what needs to be done. What all does a director need to do? She needs her own personal business. And we can't look askance at that. When I used to develop directors, and some prospective director would say, I can't wait to become a director so I don't have to hold beauty shows anymore. And I would say, well, stop right there. I don't know whoever possibly put that seed in your mind, but it won't wash in this group of people. We are people who lead by example. And the beauty show, the skincare class, will always be your ticket to the next recruit, the next $100 in your bank account, the next offspring director. It could even be the ticket to your stepping over to the position of national. A miracle will happen at every skincare class if you're just there. So when you go, you're not just there to make money for yourself. You certainly are there to make every person present feel and look like $1 million, and that we've taken the time, just take the precious time, to teach them how to do more to take care of their skin than they ever possibly knew or heard about before. So you're providing a service. And then when you get paid for the service, then you go back and check her up. 2 days, 2 weeks, every 2 months, be sure she's using it right, getting the benefits that she wants, getting lots of compliments from the people at work and her family, and then providing a chance for her to be a hostess again, and then later in the year, again. All these people are making new friends and new jobs and new associations all the time, so they always have 4 or 5 new friends that they can invite over. So never just take people for granted, and never assume they're going to call you for reorders, and never assume they're going to beg you to come over to their house and give a booking. You have to put yourself out there all the time to offer, present, and follow through, and realize that when you go, you're doing what Mary Kay Ash would have wanted you to do, traveling every highway and byway of your town, your county, your state, neighboring states, to see that every woman who will sit still long enough will try our beautiful product and ideally buy and use it so that they can go on to have the kind of image and success that we share today. So it's a simple task, but it has untold amounts of rewards. So the booking is imperative. And then the layering of the booking. Never, a director should never go to a beauty show alone, a skincare class. She should either be taking one of her own prospects who maybe hasn't decided if Mary Kay is right for her or not, And said, come with me and watch me work. You can be my assistant for 2 hours, and I'll just enjoy getting to know you better. And at the end of this, if you think it's right for you, we'll both know it and we'll celebrate it. And if you think it's just not what you're called to do right now, I will have enjoyed having your company. So women need to be complimented. They need to be invited. They love to be utilized. Think in terms of never going to a class alone. If it's not a prospect you're working with, offer the chance to travel with you to your new recruit who's still in the training process. Maybe it's a personal, maybe it's a new recruit in your unit. But everyone deserves the right to see you, their director, function as a beauty consultant. Now, I'll never forget many, many years ago, I'd gotten so busy recruiting that I must admit my classes had fallen off. I'd gotten a little sloppy about booking consistently, and somebody's new recruit in the unit said to me, I said, if you observe your 3 classes so that you're ready to start when your case comes in. And she said, well, I'm just waiting for you. I really want to see you do a class. And I had to choke on blank air for a minute and said, oh, well, sure, I'd love to take you with me. And as soon as I didn't want to say as soon as I've got a couple books, because that would have given the wrong message that says, oh, be a director and you don't have to book. I'm telling you, I learned that lesson right there on that day on that spot. And I never, never from then on fell off from having at least 3 classes booked every single week. And, you know, and if you get so busy that you have to travel and your career takes off, fine, you can dovetail the classes, but you can always keep the hostesses and you can always know where to go back and book for more. So take your own prospect to watch you work. If not, take a new recruit that you've gotten or that the unit's gotten so she can watch you work. And that way you get to know each of the new recruits in your unit. I love knowing each of the new recruits that came into my unit, what made her tick, what was her family life like, what brought her into Mary Kay, what's the short-term purpose or goal, and what's the long-term. Love knowing everybody in my unit. And I wanted them to know me, not just through their recruiter, but me personally. You never know when you're looking at your next offspring director. And finally, who else might I take on a skincare class? Someone just lost their dream. I get so upset with directors when they say, well, I'm just not calling her anymore. I've left 3 messages, and she hadn't called me back in. I said, well, did it occur to you that maybe something really unfortunate has happened in her family, and you could be just the one friend that she needs to have right now? Go over and knock on the door and say, I was just scared to death something bad had happened because she hadn't returned my call. People lose their dreams. And if they were being recruited once upon a time, 2 months ago, 2 years ago, whatever, they're worth having their dream restored again, renewed, by a visit with you, a visit from you. I mean, heaven knows I lost my dream along the way. And thank goodness I had a good director who cared enough to say, haven't heard from me, what's going on, I have a feeling that things aren't right with the world, and let's talk it through. Let's talk it through. It might be personal. It might be financial, emotional. I don't care what it is. Be the confidant and the friend. Women are the best friends that any other woman could have. And so you're not just a director. You're a girlfriend. So someone who may have lost her dreams, say, you know what? You need to get up and get dressed and get out of the house. It doesn't matter what you do in Mary Kay. I'll just enjoy having your company again. And you need to watch me work. It might kind of give you some of the messages back that you've lost along the way, and pick her up and take her out to be your assistant for those 2 hours, and then go out and have some coffee and let her just ventilate, and she'll feel so wonderful for the time you gave, and most of all, she'll get her vision back about how much fun it is to hold parties, see women look pretty again, get some new bookings for next week, and the cycle is in motion once again. That's what this job is all about. And then from there, it's wonderful at 5 o'clock in the morning to be thinking, wow, I've got another $1,000 in the bank towards my order. I'll be able to wrap up May with the maximum that I can possibly submit to be in the sales court, or I'm being my own best friend in my unit, and I met 3 new prospects this week that I'm following up on to see if Mary Kay is right for them right here, right now, this week, this month. That's what the job calls for, guys. And it's what absolutely keeps you thinking. I lived in the area where I was the first in my block, I was the first in my state. I was the one who had to tell the whole Mary Kay story to each person for myself, and then through my recruits, I had to be the one that did the recruiting coffees in their home. People who wanted to step up and be in a red jacket or maybe win a car or whatever it was. I would always say, you know what, we gave you three skincare classes to go observe before your case arrived so you'd know how to do it as soon as it got there. But when it comes to recruiting, I hope you'll let me do your first five interviews. We can do them all in one day if you want to. I'll give you the whole day or however. As soon as you get some prospects, we can make a coffee in your home. It's no obligation on anybody's part, but I'll come to your home and just serve dessert and coffee, and I'm just going to tell a little bit about my story and why I'm in Mary Kay, and certainly honor you in front of your hostesses and customers. And then I'm going to tell a little bit about Mary Kay's story. I think every woman in America needs to know what drove this woman, this amazing woman, to start a dream company that I know she never imagined would get out beyond Dallas County. She just did it to help a few good friends make money in this world and have an opportunity to reach a position of status. It was a dream company that had untold limitations that still exist for each one of us today in the year 2015. So I'll come to your house and do a recruiting coffee, and it won't be more than an hour, hour and a half. But at the end of it, your customers and hostesses will know why you're in Mary Kay, why I'm proud to have you as one of my team members, and they will have some answers for themselves, and hopefully we'll get you two or three recruits. That's how I spent my years as a sales director, having my own parties, using those parties as a means of closing a prospect or retraining someone who'd lost her dream, but never going alone, and then finding the people who decide they want to be in red, be in a car, maybe be a director one day. Let me help you get your first five. Mary Kay's got a drawer full of money that she closes up every night and puts the key to until people like you and me come along and say, I want some of that money. So please let me help you get three recruits, five recruits, 10 recruits. It'll increase your income to your family. Every good consultant out there that thinks she's here for the long haul deserves to be a team leader, deserves to get a 13% check every month. And if you don't know the rules for getting a 13% check, you're not going to get one. So I'm going to tell you how that happens, and it's going to be because you have a good, active team of people who I will help to motivate and inspire and educate. I will help them set their goals and get more out of this, and you will be paid in the process as well as myself. And one happy day when you decide you want to be a director, everything will be in place. Good team will be in place. They'll all be achieving goals, and you'll be able to sail on to directorship. That is the cycle, and that's how I made my unit work. And in the middle of all that, I had to be sensitive to the fact Mary Kay Ash wanted to see me on stage myself as one of her sales directors in every court that I could possibly be in. And I loved being in the court of sharing because I knew that my area, my unit growth was I picked quality people. I helped them achieve goals, and they did make good money. I'm proud to say that people never left my unit not thinking that they had really made some good money, had some incredible training, and certainly knew what dedication and loyalty and perseverance was all about. It's an amazing environment for women to be in. I loved it. I still love it to this day. Beth, I appreciate her comments about me, because if someone wants to talk to me about Mary Kay, just wind me up and push me out the door, because I have a lot to say. A lot of it's memorabilia, and a lot of it's wishing that I could be out there doing the same thing all over again. Never got tired of one phase of the job. Did I get tired? Oh, yeah. I can tell you that put in a full day's work, I need to crash and burn. But, boy, am I excited to get up again tomorrow morning and start the game all over again. Because there's new rewards. There's new results. There's new people to be met. There's new directors to be offsprung. There's women who've never heard about Mary Kay Ash, the person, and she started in this country. It's up to you. It's up to you. So let's talk about strategizing. That's what you do every morning. I've mentioned that earlier. You strategize. You know exactly what people you're going to call, prospects for your own bookings, new team members in your unit that maybe you haven't spoken to. Check on those new team members. Have they given their first appointment yet? Did the supplies come in safe and sound? You should have been able to secure their first order for inventory, if not the interview, certainly at the training class. My weekly activity consisted of sales meeting on Monday, and Mary Kay always wanted it on Monday. She said Sunday was church time, and Monday the rest of the world went to work. So why you would postpone your first full day of work was beyond her. So she said that you need to educate and motivate them first thing Monday morning. So I had two sales meetings. Monday morning was for all my housewives, and then there were plenty. I don't care if only five showed up, but some mornings we had 15 and 20. But I held that meeting Monday morning, and then my evening meeting, of course, was for my working women. And but two sales meetings on Monday, that was a full day's work, and in between was communication with those that were coming and those that had just left my meeting and how their recruit prospect was thinking or asked, all of it. And then Tuesday through Friday was spent with my own bookings and setting the recruiting coffees for my prospective red jackets, maybe the odd trip out of town. But I focused on my own backyard for the first couple of years. I mean, there was so much business to be had there that I couldn't worry about going beyond. But the next thing I knew, I was going across the border. Somebody in my unit had a prospect over, 100 miles away. Well, I had to help her get that prospect. First a phone call, then a promise to drive over. And every time I went out of my way to go somewhere, I promise you, a miracle happened. So every week wound up being full. And then Saturday morning was my new consultant orientation. Mary Kay always said that women have to know, things have to be concrete in their minds. So they had to know that sales meeting was in my office, where it was to be located, be there at 9 o'clock or 7 o'clock, morning or evening, Monday, religiously, no matter what. And if there was a big holiday, like the 4th of July or Memorial Day or heaven, certainly Christmas, the meeting was moved to Tuesday. We just did not cancel meetings. So she insisted on that. And then Saturday was devoted to new consultant orientation, 3 solid hours, 9 to 12. Taught them how to pack for a showcase, taught them how to place their order if we hadn't done that personally, taught them how to open a class with the flip chart, the right words, how to close the class. I didn't do the whole class production because that was done on the scene when I would send them out with my top consultants to watch them do a class. So just how to open the psychology of the words, how to close, and most of all, close to get the sale, close to get the money from the sale, close to get the booking so that I needed to get 2 from everyone at least, and close with planting a seed for recruitment to maybe 1 or 2 people who had really caught my eye that I would love to work with, or maybe they had expressed an interest. But I focused on closing at that new consultant orientation, how to pack for a class, how to open a class, and how to close and get everything that they needed. Because when they could come away with not just cash, But the long-term effects of another booking, a referral, possibly a recruiting interview, the whole miracle of the long-term program was in motion. And I always wondered, 1 out of 10 will listen to you. So you have to be repeating these things all the time because not everybody's ears are open to caring, to understanding, to being able to focus. Oftentimes it's overwhelming. So if you make all of your meetings inspirational as well as educational, sooner or later, each of the people on your team, in your unit, will catch on and a light bulb will go off. I'm looking for a new light bulb to go off in somebody's brain that says, wow, why did I not get that message before? I could even think about myself. My director talked to me about recruiting for 18 months before I was willing to listen to her because my attitude was, no, I just want to make some money for the family and I don't want the responsibility and I don't want to talk somebody else into doing this when I haven't even proven I can do it that well myself. My brain took on all of those thoughts, whereby she was trying to always jump ahead and pull me up the ladder faster than I wanted to be. Well, you've got people in your unit that aren't quite listening yet, but if you keep putting out in an organized, strategized, consistent stream of consciousness, each person will receive your message on the right day of the right year to do more. And that's how you keep the game going. Keep the game going. I hope you feel like you know your people well. They're old, they're young, they're fat, they're skinny, they're blonde, they're brunettes, they're married, they're single, they're divorced, they have another career. Know your people well, but internally, women are so interesting. If you always seek to find an environment by which you could coffee with somebody or, as I said, have them in the car with you on the way to a class or dropping off some reorders or something, Want to get to know you better. That's when you can find that single one-on-one time, when you can see if they're ready. Always be asking intelligent questions of someone in your unit. How are they ready to move up to the next step? How are they feeling about their Mary Kay? Care enough to ask, how are you feeling about your Mary Kay? Do you feel like I'm giving you all that you need at this point in the game? Or are you ready to maybe take on more? Would you like to think about moving up and having more? If you're always asking them these questions, then their answers will provide enough activity to keep you busy until the end of time. And if for any reason you don't have enough people ready to move up and want more, then you need to get busy and book 10 more classes for yourself, because the miracle people are out there ready to be found. And if your people aren't in the mood to find them for themselves, then by George, you need to be out finding them for yourself before somebody else does. The goals in Mary Kay, I've always been, when I ask people for their goals, my people always knew that I wanted to know their financial goals. I needed them to believe that real money can, should, and will be made in this career path at each and every level based on the activity we generate. So if they didn't know where the money was going to go, then I had to constantly put them in the dream state for themselves. People won't just go out and book classes because I tell them to go book classes. They have to know and believe they need to make an extra $1,000. Maybe they even need $10,000. That's not going to happen in a month as a consultant. But I need for them to understand the volume of activity that it takes to bring about that kind of money in whatever period of time we have to work with. So when I talk to people about their goals, I want to know about the financial goals. If you have enough commitments for the money, whether it's for your family or your personal, whether it's for things that are still waiting to be paid for, or maybe some beautiful, dreamy type goals of a vacation next winter for the family, whatever it is, be committed. Be committed to knowing how much it's going to cost. You are making the money that's going to be paid for in the deadline. Not just this lackadaisical, airy-fairy, as soon as I have this amount of money, I'm going to do this with it. That's not the way goal setting happens. You have to commit to what you want first in the dream stage. Then you have to write down, strategize stage, of the number of bookings it's going to take, the number of recruits it's going to take, where the 13% is going to come from, where the $1,000 weeks are going to come from. It might even necessitate a 10-show week. I always believe that a 10-show week would solve anything. I'll come back to that in a moment. But after the strategy stage, then on those 5 a.m. dates with yourself every morning, you write down the names of people. People that you've met, people that you hadn't thought about before, the people you're going to contact as soon as the phones are open to reach people for booking, reach people for appointments, for interviewing. You're going to be in motion to get all that you, the activity that you need to support the financial goal. And at the end of each month, you're going to absolutely celebrate how much closer you are to paying for that dream vacation or paying off that student loan or taking care of the orthodontics bill. You're not going to let financial disaster in your household keep you from being the leader, the person, the activist that you were called to be when you joined Mary Kay Cosmetics and went on to be a director in Mary Kay. So I think it's a blast. I think it's the best job in the world. As I said, the activity may sound boring. I'm tired of booking. That may be true, but you gear yourself up with a financial goal that drives the boat. Financial goal, making an extra few thousand dollars to make something happen that would make your husband happy, make your children happy, most of all, make yourself really, really proud. I paid for it myself. I wanted to have that, and I was able to get it with my Mary Kay bookings. That's what the job calls for, and that is the game. And it will keep you cooking until the end of time. When I went beyond my state and went to other states that hadn't been introduced to Mary Kay before, I was back in motion with the same activity, the same time frame, looking for the new set of miracles, and promising a return. That's one thing about building away, getting to other states, and maybe some of you have even taken on the challenge of going beyond the United States. I don't know, Canada, Mexico. You know what the group, I'm not going to get into that, but it's one of those things that you'll have the confidence to do when the opportunity presents itself, like Columbia. If you've done enough right now to get yourself so far up the ladder that you can afford to go build away. I don't care if it's going from New Jersey all the way to California and booking in a hotel and working with two or three prospects out there. It could be the same thing as if you're flying down to Columbia. It's going to take money, and you need to have more activity at home generating money, so when the time comes that you say, I've got this girl in my unit out in Chicago, and I've only met her at seminar, but she was recruited by her sister back here, and I've got to get out there and work with her. Don't be shortchanged. Don't think about what needs to be done and find yourself ill-prepared. All the more reason for having that bank account grow where you're ready for a rainy day when the time comes, and it's like she's ready to be a director, and I need to fly to Chicago and help do some recruiting coffees and make it happen for her. If you don't have something to really pay for and celebrate your family with right now in the way of cash necessity, create something and create business investment strategy where you want to build beyond and you want to take care of putting things in place at home so you can get on a plane on Monday morning with a good sound conscience that everything's in place, that you can leave for 3 or 4 or 5 days and make something new happen somewhere else. I certainly wasn't thinking that way in my first year or even my third year, but by the time I had enough experience in doing things right by my third year, I was no longer afraid of thinking, of going way beyond to meet some stranger in some city that I had talked to on the phone, where I was good at selling myself, selling the marriage opportunity, and then going on to inspire her to take advantage of all that I had in her town and her state. That's going beyond yourself, and it takes confidence. And confidence only comes. You can't buy it. You can't wish for it. It only comes by doing all the things that you know to be true over and over and over again, where you can honestly look at some new person and say, I can bring you through the system and help you become anything in the world that you want to become. That's when confidence has arisen. It's when you can promise another person, I can show you how to do everything the right way, and I'll be checking you up for the mistakes you're going to make along the way, so we correct them on the spot, and you can go on to be the absolute breadwinner of your family, the woman behind the man that picks up all the pieces and makes everything right, which is what you're called to do anyway. And maybe, who knows, you might be the very one person that brings your family all the economic desires that you never, ever, ever wish and hope to have. Isn't that exciting? Every one of you should be stimulated. I'm excited. I wish I could just get off this phone call and get on the phone with all the people right here in my new neighborhood where I now live. It's called focus. And wanting to be in the winner's circle, wanting to be a runner that outpaces everybody else. It's part of being in the Olympiad. It's part of being in a Mary Kay's Olympics and realizing that you need and want and deserve to have more, have absolutely more. Get rid of the things that short-circuit you. You have to bring them to the... When I say to people, you know, how are you doing? And I get some lackluster, I'm good, I'm okay. I know darn well they're not. I can just tell by the tone of their voice, even the enthusiasm isn't there. You have to act enthusiastic in order to become enthusiastic. And the only way that's going to happen is by money-making hours that produce the results that you need. So when someone says to me, I'm good, I think, don't think so. We need to have a cup of coffee because something is germinating down in your deeper psyche that's holding you back from being the person you deserve to be. Learn to talk upwards. Learn to get hold of your national, your senior director, whoever else you admire and want to emulate, and say, you know what, I'm just struggling. I don't know what's happening. I can't get the bookings that I need. You know, I've got this problem or that problem. A good senior director or national is going to help you until we talk through those things, until we bring all the inner stuff that's harboring in your deepest brain up to the surface. We need to bring them up to the surface, out of your subconscious, into your conscious mind that says, this is it. This is the thing that's really holding me back. Until we do that, I can't help you follow a course of actions to change. And we do have to change. Every single year we have to change. We have to find the things that short-circuit us, hold us back, and focus on a whole new set of activities and new players that will bring a new set of results. Focus is my favorite word in Mary Kay. Five letters, F-O-C-U-S. Follow one course until successful. F-O-C-U-S. Follow one course until successful. And whether that's so many bookings that will bring you what you need, so many interviews that will bring you what you need, I don't care what it is, but it's sticking with the process like glue, correcting yourself along the way, improving your team members' activities where they're contributing more, achieving more, accomplishing more, having more. Everybody in my unit has to have more, or I have not succeeded. That was my pain all year long. If everyone was getting financial goals, paying for vacations, paying for new cars, paying for orthodontics, whatever, if they were all standing up at my unit meeting and saying, I just paid off this, I just paid off that, or I'm in the process of paying, whatever, we get them to verbalize what the career meant to them, not just emotionally. Emotionally is I love Mary Kay Ash, I love making women feel better, feel pretty. Those are the emotional things, but the results had to be the financial goals that people were able to pop up at a meeting and brag about with tears in their eyes, practically, because it hadn't been 1 month ago, 2 months ago, maybe in a year ago, that it was only a dream of what might happen if they just did what I told them to do. And then we keep celebrating. And then my unit climbed on the company scoreboard. And the next thing, my offspring's units climbed on the company scoreboard. And all the things we talked about came true right under our noses because we made them happen. Didn't wish for them to happen. Didn't hope they happen. Didn't wait for them to happen. That's what the rest of the 99% of the world does. We were in the 1% of achievers that made things happen in our lives, for our families, for Mary Kay Cosmetics, for our own personal self-esteem. And then the process is a bestseller. All the results are a bestseller. I could write a whole chapter on each of the wonderful ladies that I brought to directorship, not to mention a whole book on each of the wonderful ladies that I brought to national sales directorship. Each one is a story waiting to be told to the world, to their world, to my world, to the world of Mary Kay. And I'm so proud today, Holly. 1969, that's, you know, we're coming up on my...
Hey there, everybody. This is Cindy. I think we lost Ann. Just hold on. I'm texting her and telling her she must have accidentally hit mute. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you, Cindy.
Okay. She's texting me back.
Her.
She says, I'm coming back.
Oh, good, good, good.
Thank
okay.
the Lord for texting.
Amen.
I'm just sitting here just writing like a mad crazy person, just writing every word she says. It's just like gold, isn't it?
It is so good. She's saying stuff I hadn't heard her say. This is good stuff.
I know. It's just pure Mary Kay training.
Mary Kay 101, baby.
It is. And, you know, she mentioned at the first of the call that tomorrow is Mary Kay's birthday and that she, if she had lived, she would be 97. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
She would be 97 tomorrow. And, y'all, I can't think of anything better, you know, to do to celebrate Mary Kay's birthday than a 10-show week, because that
Amen.
Was her absolute favorite thing, Mary Kay Ash, I'm talking, her favorite promotion, her favorite thing
right.
to recognize and reward people for, you know, was a 10-show week. And I can tell you that all the times that I've personally done a 10-show week, you come off of that experience feeling so confident. And I love what Ann said about confidence. You only get confident by doing, and by doing it over and over and over again. And I believe by doing a lot of something close together. You know,
right.
if you just hold a party and then you don't hold another party for, you know, weeks, months, whatever, you don't get any kind of confidence from that.
Right.
So I know Ann's probably having to dial back in, and she'll have mm-hmm. to hit *6 to unmute herself.
Cindy, text her so she'll know. Maybe she'll.
Okay.
Cindy?
Yes, ma'am.
I have no idea what happened. All of a sudden, there was just a dial phone on my. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's all good. We're still here. And I wanted to explain something. And you this call is more than just my national area of directors and DIQs. There's
Okay.
All right. So just want
you
to know.
No, that's great. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Okay,
I don't give them that.
Right.
They're
right.
Mary Kay, I'm talking.
It matters to them. But anyway, but thank you. Thank you. Go ahead. You were talking about each person is a story and waiting to be told. That's kind of where you left off.
Each person, each consultant in my unit, I said that as long as I was a director, each of their individual stories literally, you know, made the best seller that I could turn out each year. And when I went on, I could write a whole book on each of the people that I was thrilled to bring to the position of national, because it was a series of ups and downs and successes and shortcomings and problems and corrections. It's when you bring someone, help to bring someone through a success venture, it's a story to be told. And my point is, I've lived my whole life celebrating these accomplishments of the dynamic women I've been privileged to meet and know and work with. And that even goes beyond my own circle. I mean, just knowing people like you and Beth, if I can help in any way, it's a great day for me and certainly for Mary Kay Cosmetics, because someone's growing. And then if the person gets out of it what they deserve and want to have, then it's a great day for me. So I can go on and on about the job, the lady, the dream, but each of your people on this phone call, I hope, either got some answers, maybe got a jab in the ribs of wake up and smell the coffee and get busy and do more of what you're supposed to do. And if there's anyone that's got something on the call that I could address for them, for heaven's sakes, unmute and speak up. I don't care, and I know Cindy doesn't care. Whatever I can help you gain is what I'm here for.
Sandy, this is Beth. I have a question for Ann, if you don't mind.
Sure. Go ahead. It's great.
Okay. I have my DIQs on this line listening to you, Ann, and could you sort of tell them what you instructed your DIQs, the activity, what it looked like to accomplish directorship by seminar so they can debut on that amazing stage?
Oh, and that's, I mean, I can't even imagine missing that opportunity. So that alone should drive you to do whatever's called for. But I can remember many, many years ago, one of my very first prospective offspring, we drove in the snow to get to an interview, and we were sitting at the coffee shop waiting for the prospect to come. And, of course, it was snowing, so she never came. But we sat there for 45 minutes patiently waiting and couldn't call her because we didn't have cell phones. But anyway, I could see her emotions going down, 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 and she was in her second month, and she said, you know, I just can't believe you ever went through this. I mean, this is just horrible. I don't even know if I'm going to finish. And I said, well, of course you're going to finish. And she said, well, I just need to know how many interviews you think it took to get your unit together. And it made me go back and look at my date book from when I was a qualifying director myself. It had only been a year or two prior. And I found 25 fully executed interviews. So, I mean, I'd go into their house and maybe even to follow up the next day. 25 interviews I found during my 3 months of qualification of all the people who said no. I don't think it's right for me. So I had 25 I could find that said no, to find the other 25 that I needed to say yes, and more. I think that's what DIQs need to realize, that you can't just keep waiting for the person you met yesterday to call you back or change their plans or crossing your fingers. You need, who's new? Who's coming up? Who's different? Call your existing unit members and say, who can I go interview for you, with you? Don't just sit around waiting for things to happen. We have 30 seminar qualified, DIQ qualified people that we have to get. And 5 of those could be this very week. There could be one every day if you're following up with the people that are in your unit now saying, who have you met that you think deserves to hear about this? Who have you met that you think could be great? Who have you met that asked you any questions? It's not just who do you think wants to be in Mary Kay, because they don't have any answers yet. They don't even know how to spot people yet. So you as DIQs need to be so connected and so tied to your people morning, noon, and night, not to pester them, not to be like in their face. There needs to be communication about what's convenient. But say, I want to help you get in red. I'm gonna acknowledge all the people that are in their red jackets at our unit debut. I want you to be on the front line and say these kind of genuine things to everybody who's holding skincare classes, who's meeting people, that says you can be in the next step, you can be in the next step, and realize that each of your good people could bring you three. So focus on, plan to have to get all 30 by yourself, for yourself, and finish the unit. That's going to happen. And if you don't have somebody on your list right now to call today, then as soon as we hang up, you start going through your prospect list and figure out a new approach to call everyone who's ever used Mary Kay, everyone who knows you're in Mary Kay, everyone about something, and say, I hope you don't mind if I call. I'm just trying to finish up a goal the company has given to me, and you've been so supportive heretofore. You've been so supportive heretofore, and I'm so thrilled you love your product. Is there any reason why? May I ask you a question? I was thinking that you work in such a large office. Anything to get yourself in their door to say, I'd be grateful if you could give me the name of somebody that should hear about this. Whether they do it or not doesn't matter. Or somebody that deserves to have a new look. I'd love to offer my spring looks to five new people this week. Anything. Say and do anything to get in somebody's door with your case, with your briefcase, with a new message, look for a different set of results. That's what I have to tell you. The activity of the day has got to be with people at a coffee shop, in their house, in your house, somewhere, somehow. And just make up your mind, I'm going to get a recruit every day if I have to jump off a bridge. I'm going to get a new recruit every day. Work through myself, work through my people. But don't put off till tomorrow what needs to be done today, because tomorrow's not the answer. And all of a sudden it'll be May 31st, and it'll be June 30th. And if you come up short, it's because you didn't take action on May the 11th. You need to take action today. Somebody new to see. And make that your mantra. Make that your daily watchword every single morning. Physical presence in front of somebody doing something for this very hour that could bring about a different set of results. And hopefully not ever getting yourself to the end of the month where you're saying, well, I need you to make a decision today or else I'm not going to make it. Don't impose your goals and your needs and your shortcomings on some other poor prospect to make them make a decision that may not be comfortable for them at the moment. The decision for them to do Mary Kay has got to be because they need and want the money, the prestige, the opportunity for a full career, whatever it is they need and want. Their decision has to be up for and about them. Please, please, please. And whatever you gain and benefit from should be the best kept secret in the world. It's simply the result of you doing what you were called to do. And I know you'll make it. Every single one of you will make it. You'll make it on time. If you get really, really busy, you can finish it all up in May, and that would even be even more to celebrate. Fast is best.
That's right. So good. Thank you, Ann.
This is Cindy again. When we were together at Beth Pyland's debut in the Nationals class, you told a story about, I think it was a consultant, it might have been a director, who had not managed her money well and had stepped down from the position of directorship. Anyway, her husband had a really bad attitude about Mary Kay, and so you had a conversation with the husband. Do you remember that story?
Sure. We had several stories like that.
Was awesome, and it was something I think that a lot of us as leaders, I know I needed to hear it as a national, but I think directors and DIQs need to hear it too. When you've got a winner, when you've got a racehorse of a lady in your unit that's just mismanaged her money, and the husband has turned sour against Mary Kay because there's no money. And there was money. It just wasn't handled. What you did and how you handled that situation was so beautiful. If you could share that, I know that's going to help a lot of people.
Well, let me say this. I'm not completely clear as to which individual, but let me tell you my position on husbands.
Okay.
I learned a long time ago that when I penetrated their household, when they came into my unit, I was now a new fixture in that household, and I wanted to always be a welcoming voice when I rang that phone. And oftentimes I would get the husband, and he'd say, "Oh, Ann, I'm sorry, you just missed her, she's out," or whatever. And I would take the time to say more than just, "Please have her call me." I'd say, "Well, John, since I got you, if you got a second," I would always go out of my way to know them by name. I could tell by their tone of voice if they were happy to hear me ringing their phone or not. And then that would give me a chance to try to lift him up and say, "John, you know, I just want to take 1 minute to thank you again so much for being willing to babysit or letting Susie do Mary Kay, because I know you weren't real thrilled about it." And it's like, "Well, that's okay. If it gives her pleasure, if it makes her happy." And I'd say, "Well, I think it is making her happy, but I want you to be happy about it too, John, because this thing can be so financially rewarding. And if you don't think that she's getting everything that she thought was going to happen, would you be honest enough to tell me? Because I'd love to have a chit-chat with both of you all and see what we can do to move her on to the next step. But I'd need to have your approval, your go-ahead, because it should be a family decision," things like that. Mm-hmm. Down the road, whatever it is Cindy's talking about, I remember one distinct story of a family, certainly, where I was able to say, "You know, John, you were always so supportive, and I know that this has not gone the way we anticipated, and whoever hasn't been honest with whoever, I'm not sure what, but if you're willing to let me have a go at this again, she's got a decent team. We can get her back in qualification, but I'm willing to spend more time teaching her the skills of managing this money if you would be willing to let her learn from this big mistake and bring the process through better this time, certainly quicker because we know more, and where you have a chance to get what you wanted out of this deal too." The director has to be able to be a woman of professionalism, a woman of knowledge, a woman of experience, and a conduit. I was the conduit in this triangle, but they were the marriage couple, and I never was around to know what was being said behind closed doors. But I needed each one of those people, the recruit, the consultant / director, and the husband, to feel like I was a trusted person, that I knew what I was talking about, that I knew how to go around, over, under, or through to fix and repair mistakes, and that I cared about their relationship with me in this town, in this community, in this church, wherever it is we all came together in the first place. I needed positive working relationships, and I needed the husband not to compliment me. I don't need him to say, "Well, I am, you know, we know you've really done great at this. I think it's wonderful." That's not what I wanted. I wanted him to say, "We needed Mary Kay for our household. I'm not mad at her, but frankly, she blew it," or whatever went wrong. I need him to be able to voice it and trust me with the confidence to let myself back into the triangle where we could bring this through again. But he had to know that I did not expect any more from him than what he voluntarily agreed to give and do and that I could help her correct mistakes that needed to be corrected long term anyway. If she was going to make, she didn't deserve to make the same mistakes in another job, in another place, in another time, because it was only going to damage and weaken the marriage. I needed to be the conduit that made the money work, and she had to report to me. It's like a confessional. You need to tell me how you banked that $1,000 that went through your hands, and that you didn't stop at the boutique, you didn't stop at the spa, you didn't stop to reward yourself with a latte coffee. We need to save every dollar, because we had promised John that we're going to break these spending habits or whatever it is. I was very good at teaching money management. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn it by making my own mistakes. I had a great senior director, an amazing senior director who was so big on money. I don't mean to the point of being boring, but that she always said that we give these women the talent and the ability to generate untold amount of money, which is amazing, and then we don't give them the skills to know how to manage it, save it, invest it, make it work for tomorrow so that there's room for a rainy day. And I learned that from her, and I consider it a gift that I could pass it on, and I could tell when women just frittered their money away on a new this, a new that, and not enough to protect their family's future in the future. Does that help a little bit, Cindy?
Yes, that was exactly what I wanted you to say. And one more story, and I know we're over our hour, but I know everybody is hanging on. I know that I sense that. You also told a story, and this is in regard to money, and about when you asked a financial advisor, a financial planner person to help you, and he had been referred to you. I don't know that you were a national yet, or maybe you were a new national, and he said that he wouldn't take you unless. Yeah, that's
right. I know exactly what you're talking about. It was okay. I was a young director, new director. I was went in to do a big beauty show, not big, like 30 people, but I was in a nursing dorm at a woman's hospital, and I was setting up the party, and a gentleman came in the front door. It was like a dormitory, really. Came in and wanted to find a girl, and I said I didn't know her, and he saw me setting up all these pink trays and said, "What is this all about?" And I told him, and he said, "Oh, well, I just became a director in this company," which would have meant nothing to him then. And he said, "Oh, well, I just graduated and got my degree in accounting." And I laughed and said, "Oh, well, I'm an independent business person. Maybe I'll just have to hire you to do my taxes, because I don't know how to do that." And he said, "Well," and he whipped out his wallet and gave me a business card. He said, "I'd love to do that for you. Give me a call and we'll make an appointment." I made the appointment, and he said, "I like to come to the house." He didn't have me come to the scene. "I like to come to the house and meet you and your husband, and we'll lay out a plan for me to do your accounting." So did that. He came out and told me how to keep records and all this silly stuff about accounting that I promised to do. And I said, "Okay, well, thank you for coming, and I'll be in touch quarterly or monthly or something." He said, "No, I want to talk to you about one more thing, and that would be about your investment planning and your savings plans." And I just laughed and said, "Well, I don't have any money to save yet. I'm just kind of using it all right now, but we'll talk about that." He said, "No, actually, we're going to talk about it now, because unless you're willing to follow my formula, my program, I'm afraid I won't be able to take you on as a client." And I thought, "Whoa, golly. Okay, well, what do you mean?" And he started talking to me about as an independent contractor, I was allowed to save 15% of my net income towards a tax-free sheltered program, mm-hmm. known at that time as an IRA, and ultimately a KEO. And it always sounded like such big words and such big commitments. And he said, "And I'll help you strategize the amount you can save every quarter based on how your earnings are working." You know, and he says, "Being independent, you'll probably have good years and bad years, good months and bad months." And I didn't know, because I was so new. And he said, "But we'll keep adjusting the formula so that you fulfill your obligation to make this 15% commitment every year." And he wasn't going to take my case unless I agreed to go along. And I said, okay. And he was like my confessional. I had to really show up with results. And if I had messed up, which I did on more than one occasion, I could break out in a cold sweat, and he could let me show where I could make up the difference, or, you know, stretch myself to do this or that. But he never would let me off the hook, would not let me off the hook on that savings program. And that was long before we had any programs of family security for nationals and all of that. I mean, if you were an independent person, it's not. And then my husband had a job, and little money was taken out of his paycheck every month towards his pension or retirement or whatever. But nothing was going to be taken out of mine unless I supplied it and he, my accountant, directed it. And I just can't tell you how that account, what it's worth today. I never veered off the course. He called me a year ago to tell me that he was retiring from the firm, and he said, "You're my longest living client," and I'll never forget the day that we became partners. And he's made a huge contribution to my life, a huge contribution to my life that I will be grateful for. He's as dedicated to his purpose of giving people financial security as I am dedicated to my purpose of bringing every woman through the system to get all she wants and needs and desires from this career.
That's right. And I remember you saying that little nest egg, KEO plan, personal retirement plan, you never had to touch it, but it was before we had family security. So that was going to be your retirement if Mary Kay hadn't started the family security plan, and that you have this great little nest egg now to leave to your grandchildren. I think
yep.
That's what you yeah.
$1 million. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
$1 million.
Yeah.
And I mean, really, guys,
did
if y'all can't
little
listen,
nest egg?
if
it
y'all
sounds
can't
like
listen
a whopper
to that
to me.
And be excited, you know, I mean, the scriptures tell us that a good man leaves an inheritance, you know, for his children and his grandchildren, too. So mm-hmm. Beth Pylon says she has one more question for you.
I have
you.
One more, then I promise I'll hush, Ann. But not to get negative, but I would love for you to talk to everyone how you've talked to me about the difference in the attitude of women working the business internationally, how they appreciate this opportunity compared to the way we do in America. I just think it would elevate a lot of people's thinking because it did mine.
I'm not quite sure. Well, when I started working internationally, I had just become a national, and I did not have a unit. I wasn't allowed to have a unit back then. And the first effort that the company made was to open Canada in 1977. And I lived in Boston, so I was only 5 hours away by car, and so I decided to go up there and do that. And because I cut my teeth on Canada, which was kind of next door, it gave me the confidence to go on to the broader and farther away markets as years went by. Later, what I loved was I was doing the same thing, just in a different neighborhood. And I love getting people's attention saying, "You're just the kind of person my company is looking for. If you got time for a cup of coffee, let me tell you what I'm doing here and who I work for." And women will, people just will stop and listen to you if your approach is right. And then I would tell my little story, Mary Kay Asher's story, the company marketing plan, and get people to be the first on their block or first in their town or whatever. Is that what you meant, Beth?
What I learned
was that opportunities in other countries for women, and we're going back a long time now, but were never, never, never as great as they were in the United States of America. And so all they had was nursing and teaching and secretarial work. Women weren't even think about climbing corporate ladders in other countries. And they were second-class citizens, and they were meant to not only be home and take care of the kids, but also figure out a way to make some money, too, because there was never enough money in the family. But the men were always more important. And so for me to sell the ideal role for women to have the best of all worlds was a positive challenge. But they took the opportunity, ran with it. They did everything that I suggested doing. So there was never any compromise of even thinking about maybe I'll be a director and not have to hold parties anymore. You know, maybe if I'll get to be a national, I won't have to work anymore. I mean, none of that. These women were so, they never considered this work. As Mary Kay used to always say, the word W-O-R-K is not a four-letter word. It is honorable. It lifted them so out of the realm of just being someone else's servant to being a leader to bring other people into the limelight. And the whole thing was just emotionally, it was beyond uplifting. It was beyond satisfying. It was like just ethereal, watching what they were willing to do, go above and beyond, over, under, or through any and all obstacles. Never any lazy behavior, never any pusillanimous excuses for, oh, I can't get any bookings anymore. I mean, I never had to hear lazy things from any of those people that oftentimes I would hear from stateside. Is that what you meant?
Yes, ma'am, it is. Thank you.
Oh, it's yeah, and that's what motivated me to always go and do another country when it came along. I thought, oh, I get to go again, I get to go again, I get to go again, there's another one, and I get a chance. And, you know, I wish some of the countries, of course, I've been able to go and speak and teach, but I'm not able to recruit for myself because their government programs would not allow their monies to flow out of the country. So, like, Americans can't recruit in Russia or China, but we can have Mary Kay there. The company can be there as an institution, but only for them to recruit internally of for and beyond and besides themselves. But thank God for Canada and Mexico and Brazil and Colombia and all the European countries, not Russia. Yeah, it's a gift you give yourself when you decide to get on a plane and go. And you can't take those people for granted. You can't just say, well, she knows what she has to do. I mean, it cost me, you know, $3,000 to get over there and stay and whatever. I can't afford to go back. You cannot have that attitude when you take on someone else's dream farther away from your own backyard. Once you've made the commitment to start her off, you've got to finish her up and support her all the way. And it can't just be on the telephone. Got to be in person. It's got to be held with the same commitment and devotion that you would for the recruit right next door, and she just happens to live next door. She gets 24/7 of you anyway from the time she opens the front door. So somebody else that lives way beyond has got to get the same volume of commitment and at whatever expense that it takes to make it happen. It's a pledge. It's a commitment. It's a price tag. It's an investment. And you'll be paid royally over years to come if you did the job right.
And the Bright Futures, which is the international part of the Family Security Plan, continues to grow, which I don't think a lot of directors are aware of, and that is a really good reason you want to investigate that and strongly consider doing it, is because stateside, those commissions, when you retire as a national, are a fixed amount, but Bright Futures, which is international monies, continues to grow. So that can be a huge thing.
That's right. You're paid for your earnings, not just what happened yesterday.
It really is. Well, Anne, I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, and I appreciate you. I know everyone on this call has absolutely loved it, and I read your bio this morning, and was and then it occurred to me to ask Beth to introduce you, because that's kind of how this all came about, was through Beth Highland. But I love your bio, and I don't know that people really realize that the company was only 6 years old when you started with it, and was only 8 years old as a company when you debuted as a sales director, 13 years old as a company when you debuted as a national sales director. So that was the day of Mary Who K. What. I mean, you know.
People always say to me, oh, you were so lucky you were in on the ground floor.
Oh, no.
I always want to say, do you know how long it would take me to book a class with somebody who had never heard of something? They thought I was manufacturing the stuff in my basement. And I had to tell them on where we were, who we were, publicly held them. I mean, it was so difficult to book them with something that no one ever heard of. So we laid all the groundwork for you, and that part's been done, so you need to take advantage of that and don't take it for granted. I'm amazed how many people I meet every day and say, you know what, my mother used that. I always wondered what happened to it. When I hear things like that, I just cringe. People don't think to go find us. We have to go out there and prospect and find them to introduce our product to them. Whether they buy or not is their choice. Your job is to put it on their face, every single day. So brush that case up, get it ready, and get ready to get a gold medal on top of it. 10 shows for the week and the gold medal at the end of the month. You can do all that, and it'll bring new miracles, I promise you.
That's right, miracles. Well, you close your bio by saying, I suggest strongly that today is your day to start the race. Anything is possible. And so I couldn't think of a better way of closing our call was with that quote from you. So thank you so, so much. And we just appreciate it. Just every time I get to be in your space, whether it's by phone or webinar, you've done webinars for the company for the Nationals, or if, you know, face-to-face like at Beth's debut, I have always been blessed beyond measure. So thank you. Thank you so much for pouring into all of us today. Y'all have
well, thank you for being the national that you are, Cindy, and the great leader, Mary Kay Ash, is smiling down on us right now at this moment, and to you too, Beth, for being the leaders that you are and carrying on her mission and dream. And I know that all of your offspring directors are going to saddle themselves right up to you right now and be committed to being at the top of the ladder like you are. Thank you
Amen.
For all you're doing.
Love you, Andy Barry.
Amen. We love you. Y'all have a great week. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.